Thanks. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey
Have a
everyone, I'm Brian and I'm an addict. And I'm currently in North Carolina. And first time I've really spoke at a secular meeting. So I was trying to put down some thoughts. Because as I did that, I realized I've just never actually tried to talk about my story from a secular standpoint. So I'll do my best to kind of go through and give my thoughts on what all this has meant to me and my program. So, which is probably obvious from my accent, I'm an American. What's maybe not obvious is that I spent my first 7 years on Long Island, learned to talk there, did speech therapy where they taught me the proper ways to say coffee and water, and took many years after that to kind of lose more most of that and become a little more generic American accented. But I'm very happy about that. I grew up with a couple brothers, a mom and a dad who were married, seemed to like each other. I never got beat. I never got had anything real traumatic happen at all when I was a young kid. I did my first communion with my mother, who converted from Judaism as a baby, and then I did my first confession in the Catholic Church when I was 7 years old. And honestly, my only memory from that is I was given a rosary by my grandma, and I thought it was pretty cool to get a necklace. I think it was the first piece of jewelry I ever got. But I don't remember any concerns about what I was doing at that age. From about seven, I started moving around a lot, and we went to cities all over North America, Midwest, West Coast, up into Canada. And most of the places we went, we joined a church, and most Sundays we'd be there. We never really talked about God or about church outside of those Sundays. It was just kind of like on Sundays, you go to church and you do that for an hour. And then usually we'd get donuts or bagels, and that was mostly what I was looking forward to afterwards. My parents' little way of trying to bribe us. And I think maybe when I was 11 or 12, I started to get some guilt about maybe not believing in some of this stuff. And it took me a while to really consciously articulate these feelings because of the great amount of guilt that I think the Catholic Church kind of built into me about possibly having these thoughts that I might not believe this. But I still didn't think that much of it. When I was in high school, in the Catholic Church, you have a confirmation where you, I should know more about it, but I probably wasn't paying attention that close. But the idea is you're trying to kind of become an adult in the church. And that was when I think I finally went, oh boy, I think I've got a problem here. I do not. I don't believe this stuff. And I still went through with it, which felt very dirty, but I did because I thought that's what I was supposed to do. But probably less than a year after that, I took my dad aside because he was the more religious one. I think my mom couldn't really cared one way or the other, but I knew my dad felt strongly. And I told him I didn't believe in God and I didn't believe in the Catholic Church and all of that. And I think I remember the thing he said. The thing I remember the most was he said, well, what are you going to do? Get married in a court? So I don't know if that was my biggest fear of losing God and religion, but that's what came to his mind. I think that was just the most palpable thing he could think about. I think he had a lot of, bigger worries about my soul. So as I left my teen years and went in my 20s, I thought a lot about this hole that not having God had kind of left inside of me. When I went off to college, I minored in religion because I was hoping if I just studied it enough, maybe I'd study some different religions, I could find something. I studied Islam a lot. I studied Buddhism. And again, it was just kind of this idea, if I studied it hard enough, I'd figure it out because lots of other people have figured this out. And shockingly, that didn't work. And then, as I got done with college, I think think I started to get really caught up in myself. I got a job. I started to see women that I really liked. And I started to do some things that were not in line with my beliefs. I started having an affair with a married woman, and while I was simultaneously in a relationship myself, and I got caught, and I descended into this horrible self-pitying shame spiral, and withdrew and withdrew and became really, really depressed and self-absorbed and sad. And, instead of taking responsibility for my actions and making amends and changing my behavior, all these things I've learned about much later on, I just withdrew and got depressed. And then I had to have a little surgical procedure. And they gave me a little bottle of Percocet. And yeah, and then it was on. I quickly found that stuff, it didn't fix anything, but it certainly made the pain go away for a few hours, especially if I took a bunch of them. And I withdrew into watching, stupid movies, gorging on food. And then, I think I did all these other things with the drugs to try to kind of, in my head, be like, oh, the drugs are just a little part of it. It's more about just escaping, watching movies. It's not that I'm taking more and more pain pills. But that's obviously what I did. And over the next few years, I quickly got way, way out of hand. And I kind of, maybe 3 or 4 years later, I went to my first 12-step meeting. I literally went to one. I drove to a different city to go to it because I was too scared someone would, see me. I mean, it's so stupid. And they were really nice there. I got all these hugs and everyone was really nice and I felt really good, but they talked about God a lot. And then it seemed pretty obvious after one meeting there, like, well, this seems to be a religious thing, so I can't do this. So I did not go back again for quite a few years, and continued to use and escalated into much worse IV drug use and got quite out of control. And then I got caught doing that, and then I said, I'm gonna go to 12-step meetings. That's what I gotta do. I went about 6 months. I even picked up a blue key tag. And yet, I didn't do anything that anyone suggested I do, like get a sponsor, work the steps. I really was there to collect key tags because I thought, because I mean, I was doing it successfully. I didn't use for that 6 months. So I guess it's working, even though, again, all I was really doing was going to a meeting once or twice a week and not doing anything they said. And again, it was because I was caught up in the, well, I can't do this because there's too much talk about God. And rather than try to look a little harder, I just said, well, I'll just keep going to the meetings once or twice a week. I won't do anything they suggest. And we'll see how that works out. And, not shockingly, after about 6 months, I got bored and stopped going to meetings. And then pretty slowly, things kind of unraveled from there. Not nearly as badly as they had in the past. But right before I came in this time, things kind of suddenly accelerated really badly, using lots of different drugs I'd never even used before. And I just kept telling myself, well, I wasn't using opiates, so it's okay. Never mind everything else that was happening. So at that point, I finally came back into our program. And I was truly desperate that I needed to get better. And I really, I was at that low. I had truly reached a rock bottom, and I didn't call it that at that point, but the desperation finally gave me an ability to look at the program a little more open-mindedly and to try really hard to find a way to make it work. Before I just said, it doesn't seem like it works for me, so I'll do something else. And at this point, I finally seemed obvious to me that this seems to be the way most people are successful doing this, so I need to do this. I wrote down some stuff. I kept a little journal when I was going to meetings early on. I think at the time I was thinking actually maybe I would show these to my wife at some point to convince her I was working really hard to get clean. I'm not sure what I was thinking, but it's been sometimes interesting going back and noticing the things that I wrote down. And I wrote down when I was 5 days clean that someone said that higher power could be a different part of you, that deep voice in you that is the right one. I think we've all heard the GOD group of drug addicts, or the great outdoors, good orderly direction. And again, hearing this at day five was really important because it was people saying, hey, don't worry about that. You know, they kept saying it's a spiritual, not religious program, which I felt like was very contradictory to everything else I heard at the meeting. But again, I stayed open-minded to the idea that this seems to be important, that there's people doing this with ways that aren't as simple as just God, in the sense that I think of that in my head. When I was 9 days clean, someone said, step two doesn't have to do with God. It has to do with what do you do when desire and opportunity come knocking at the same time? And I thought that was a really pragmatic way to think about it. It doesn't have to be about God. It's more about, okay, what are you going to do when that desire to use and the opportunity are there? And I think this is when I finally started to open up to the possibility that this program could be successful for me. I still kind of figured I had to find God. When I first got to rehab, I didn't go to rehab until I had been clean for about 2 months or a month and a half. And they wanted us to read the first, whatever it is, 167 pages of the big book from AA. And I remember being really excited, and I'm sorry, I'm using non-NA literature that I'm talking about, but it's part of my story, so I'm gonna allow myself. But they have the chapter to the agnostics. I was really excited to read that chapter because I thought, hey, this is something that's gonna make it work. And I read that chapter, and I was so fucking angry that all it says is, well, you might be agnostic when you get here, but just keep trying and working really hard, and then you'll find God. And I was like, what the f-? I was so frustrated that I felt like I'd been duped, because again, I felt like I was trying to be so open-minded, and that chapter did not come off the way I was hoping it would. But I went back to this kind of like, well, I guess I am this desperate. I just have to really try hard to find God. So I've gotten so open-minded. Look at me. I'm going to meetings. I'm not being judgmental. I'm open to all these different things. Maybe now with this new open mind, I can finally find God. And I worked on that for a few months and then kind of slowly finally came around to the conclusion that just as it hadn't worked when I was a teenager, no amount of open-mindedness was going to help me find God. But what has it helped me find? I think it has helped me find new concepts of a higher power. And for me, it was really important that I think a higher power is really crucial for me to making the 12 steps of the program work, and coming to the conclusion that that higher power didn't have to be a monotheistic Christian God in the sky was really powerful. And meeting other people in secular NA and other places that felt the same was really, really powerful. Before I came to secular NA, I had this idea that any kind of recovery that I would do without God, maybe it was okay, but it couldn't possibly be as powerful as someone who did 12-step recovery with God. And what I believe now is that I think you really do need some concept of a higher power. And for me, again, that's some power that's greater than me and outside of me. For me, that's really the program, it's nature, it's a lot of things that are outside of me. Realizing that there are things like that out there has given me some sort of counterpoint to base spirituality on, to base growth on, and to base my 12-step program on. I think it comes back to that getting away from the self-obsession and the self-absorption that certainly defined me in my using days. And so much of our program is about getting outside of ourselves and opening up, whether that's taking a sponsee to teach the program to someone new, whether that's going to meetings and talking to other addicts. All these things take you out of yourself and open you up to something bigger than yourself. I do think that's really important. And I am really thrilled that it turns out that doesn't have to be God. I think I'm a little early, but that's really about all I got.